Today's meditation is based on the Lord's Supper, Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 30. I encourage you to have your Bible with you and your journal as well. Today we will be praying with our senses, or as St. Ignatius said, the application of the senses. There's no right or wrong way to do this. However, for the purposes of teaching this, we're going to go through the passage five times. Once for each sense. The first sense that we will begin with is see. So as we pray with this passage, try to see with your own eyes and your own mind. Use your imagination and place yourself in the scene and see what happens. Imagine the upper room where Jesus was. And while they were eating, Jesus took bread. Try to picture Jesus. What does he look like to you? Notice his hands as he takes the bread. Said the blessing, broke it. Watch as he looks up to his Father. With the bread in his hand, he says the blessing, breaks it, and giving it to his disciples, says, "Take and eat. This is my body." Look into his eyes. He really means this. Now watch as he takes a cup. How do you picture the cup? Is it gold or silver or glass or clay? Picture his hands taking the cup, giving thanks, and giving it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you." Look at his eyes and his mouth as he says this. "Drink from it, all of you." Now watch closely at his lips. "For this is my blood of the covenant." Notice his lips tremble and quiver, which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins. And then he gets a look almost of terror in his eyes. "I tell you, from now on, I shall not drink this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it with you, new in the kingdom of my Father." And then you see his disposition change to wonderful joy, as he imagines his Father and being with him again and with all of us one day. Take a moment now to journal whatever was most vivid for you, whatever you could see most clearly. If you're an artist, feel free to draw a picture. But try to really get into the visual of this scene. The second sense that we will use as we repeat reading this passage is hear. So try to use your spiritual ears and actually hear not only what is said and spoken, but the sounds that are made, and hear what God may be speaking to you. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it. Try to hear the sound of the bread being broken and torn. And giving it to his disciples, said, listen to his voice. "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and you can hear the rattle of the cup as he picks it up, gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, listen to his voice again, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed on my behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, from now on, I shall not drink this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it with you, new in the kingdom of my Father." Let his voice resonate with you. Could you hear his voice? Did he speak to you? What did it sound like to hear Jesus say these words about his own body and blood? What was it like to hear him offer himself to you? Take a moment now and journal whatever you heard. Smell. Try to get the scent of the room. All that we know is that the Last Supper was held in the upper room, so maybe it's an upper room made of wood. Can you smell the room? And then the bread. Jesus took bread. What's it smell like? Said the blessing, broke it. Do you smell it more as he breaks it open? And giving it to his disciples, said, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood." Can you smell the wine? Can you smell the blood? Which will be shed for you on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, from now on, I shall not drink this fruit of the vine. Can you smell the fruit of the vine? Have you ever smelled an open vineyard? Until the day when I drink it with you new. What does the newness smell like? The new kingdom of the Father. We can smell it with our spiritual sense. What does it smell like to you? What does God's kingdom smell like? Take a moment now to journal or meditate further on whatever was most strong for you or vivid for you. Taste. While they were eating. So imagine yourself eating a meal with the disciples and Jesus. What are you eating? It's the Last Supper. He's probably prepared this wonderful meal for you. Can you taste it? It's the best food you've ever eaten. The best company you've ever had. But he wants to give you something more. So Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and giving it to his disciples, said, "Take and eat. This is my body." And you take the bread that has now become his body, and you place it in your mouth, and you eat it. What do you taste? Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is the blood of my covenant, which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins. Now, take the cup of his blood. And pour it into your mouth. Do you notice your saliva begin to well up as you drink this bitter cup, as you taste the wine made blood? And with that bitterness, there's also joy. Wine brings often a sense of joy and goodness and gladness. Can you taste that? The choicest wine? I tell you, from now on, I shall not drink this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it with you new in the kingdom of my Father. Take a moment now and meditate and journal. And just allow yourself to dwell in that sweetness, that dolce, whatever really most got your taste buds going. Try to savor in that, relish it, dwell in it, and journal your experience. finally touch. While they were eating, so feel the food in your mouth. And you're sitting close to the disciples. They all probably sat very close around this table. Oftentimes they would lounge, almost laying down on their elbows. And so you feel bodies around you. There's a closeness, there's an affection, there's a warmth. You feel very comfortable. Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and giving it to his disciples, said, "Take and eat. This is my body." Imagine Jesus with his own hands handing you the body of Christ. Hold out your hands. Watch as he places it into your hands, and can you feel the touch of his hand on yours? The body of Christ in yours? The sense of that electrical charge of life that you hold in your hands? What does it feel like to have the body of Christ in your hands? Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed on my behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins." And now he hands you the cup. And once more you take it into your hands, and as he places it into your hands, he puts his hands around yours, and he gives you the cup. And he embraces your hands in his. And you feel so loved by him. You feel that he really wants to give you this cup of his blood. And as he's holding your hands and looking into your eyes, he says, "I tell you, from now on I shall not drink this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it with you." And as he says "with you," he squeezes your hands to let you know he wants to do this with you personally, to drink this cup with you, new, in the kingdom of my Father. What's it like to have your hands in his and realize that he wants to have you in heaven ultimately with him in a new way, in a completely new way, not only with him, but in the kingdom of my Father? He's holding your hands, giving you his precious blood, and making this promise and this covenant with you. Take a moment now to journal what your experience was like and what you felt most strongly.